Back this winter, around the middle of January, the number of new COVID-19 cases in this country started dropping.
There was a blip upwards in April, but immediately after that, cases just kept going down, down, and down. Then in late June, something happened. Cases went way up. On June 21st, the CDC recorded just over 8,000 new cases in the U.S. On July 16th, there were 39,000 new cases. Hospitalizations are going up. Deaths are going up. What gives?
NPR's Allison Aubrey is here with some answers. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Noel.
These numbers do not sound good.
Yeah, the U.S. is averaging about 30,000 new cases a day. This is far fewer than the 200,000 or so cases a day back in the winter, but it's triple the number of cases compared to just late June. What's happening is that there are significant increases in states with low vaccination rates, including Arkansas, Mississippi, Missouri. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy warned yesterday on CNN that the rise in hospitalizations and deaths that are largely preventable may continue.
I am worried about what is to come because we are seeing increasing cases among the unvaccinated in particular. And while if you are vaccinated, you are very well protected against hospitalization and death, unfortunately, that is not true if you are not vaccinated.
In fact, 97% of people hospitalized now with COVID are unvaccinated. I mean, there are instances where fully vaccinated people are getting infected, so-called breakthrough cases, but they tend to get much less sick. And as CDC Director Walensky has said, this has really become a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
What role is the Delta variant playing? Because we keep hearing about how contagious it is, et cetera. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, the Delta variant is about 225% more transmissible than the original coronavirus strain. So when it finds pockets of unvaccinated people, Noel, it just spreads much more quickly. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb spoke on CBS yesterday about what this means in the coming weeks and months.
This variant is so contagious that it's going to infect the majority of them. Most people will either get vaccinated or have been previously infected, or they will get this Delta variant. And for most people who get this Delta variant, it's going to be the most serious virus that they get in their lifetime in terms of the risk of putting them in the hospital.
He says the variant just cannot be underestimated, and that's why there are yet again more pleas to the roughly 30% of adults who have yet to be vaccinated in the U.S. to go ahead and get the shots.
I was in the grocery store this weekend, and I noticed a lot of people not wearing masks, which I have seen for the past few weeks, but it was just very noticeable this weekend. Is anyone pushing to reinstate mask mandates or any of the other measures we did all winter?
Well, Los Angeles County has reinstated a mask mandate for both unvaccinated and vaccinated people. And though this is very unlikely to happen nationally, lots of public health experts tell me, it makes good sense to stay masked up in crowded indoor settings because it is still possible for fully vaccinated people to become infected. I spoke to Dr. Sage Myers. She's an emergency department physician at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. She says this can help protect kids, too.
We're expecting our unvaccinated children to continue to wear their masks, and helping them to feel more comfortable takes us doing it too. And so I definitely will wear my mask when I'm with my 11-year-old who can't be vaccinated yet, who has to have her mask on, even if it's a situation that as a vaccinated person I may otherwise have been able to not wear it.
She says bottom line, it's just a simple way to stay protected, and it's not hard to do.
For sure. NPR's Allison Aubrey. Thank you, Allison.
Thank you.
All right, so at the moment, Germany is trying to recover from its worst natural disaster in about 60 years.
Flooding killed at least 158 people in western Germany. Whole towns are destroyed. German Chancellor Angela Merkel toured some of the affected areas yesterday and called the past several days terrifying. Severe flooding also impacted parts of Belgium and the Netherlands.
NPR's Rob Schmitz is in the disaster area in western Germany. He's with us now. Hi, Rob.
Good morning, Noel.
So the flood started last week, last Wednesday. It's been a few days. What does it look like there now?
Well, I spent the day yesterday in the town of Bad Neuenahr, and it sort of looks like a tidal wave hit it. The Ahr River, which is actually more of a creek, flows through this town, and it's typically less than a foot deep. Residents told me that they usually walk across it barefoot in the summer. But on Wednesday night, this region received so much rain that this tiny creek went from inches deep to 25 feet deep within just a couple of hours.
Wow.
Waves of water carried cars, parts of houses, and uprooted trees into this valley, slamming them into other homes and bridges, destroying everything in its path. I spoke to Claudia Craw, who was busy cleaning up mud and debris from the first story of her damaged home. Here's what she said.
It's so truly sad because we Avala people love our hometown, and it's gone. It's gone. Historical buildings, no restaurant, no businesses running. It's over.
Rob, do authorities have a better understanding now of why this got so bad? How so many people could have been killed?
Well, Chancellor Angela Merkel was here yesterday, and she said it's clear to her as a scientist that climate change is influencing extreme weather events like this one. And according to a recent study called the Global Climate Risk Index, Germany is among the top 20 countries in the world most impacted by climate change. It's worth noting that before this region received 2 months' worth of rainfall in just 2 days, there was a years-long drought. Here's Fred Hatterman of the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research talking to German broadcaster RBB. And while he's saying here that this year basically shows what can happen because of climate change, on the one hand, we have a persistent drought and now all of a sudden very heavy rainfall, which cannot be absorbed by the soil because it's too dry, and this leads to heavy flooding and erosion.
Do authorities there know how many people are missing?
They don't. Many of those labeled missing were actually not reachable by cell phone because the towers were down, and we should have better numbers later this week.
Okay. Has the rain stopped? I mean, as you look at the forecast, is the weather clear from this point out, and can people start recovering?
Yeah, the weather's clear, you know, but the area is far from recovered. Residents told me that it'll be weeks before electricity is restored, months before they'll have gas. The region doesn't have clean drinking water, so the German military is sending convoys of water trucks to deal with that.
Okay. And then lastly, Germany has a big election coming up. How might this affect that?
Well, it's interesting. Yesterday, the front runner to be the next chancellor to succeed Merkel, Armin Laschet, was visiting the region, was caught on camera giggling in the background while Germany's president was giving a speech. And this tone-deaf response sparked widespread outrage in Germany, and Laschet